Let's see if you have what it takes to be a politician. When were you born?
1890.
Say no more. Now, have your values and opinions stayed consistent throughout your life?
No. I just changed it whatever's best for me and my family.
Perfect. And speaking of family, how's yours? Happy, healthy, well-behaved?
It appears that way to the public.
Good, good. Any kids arrested?
Probably any day now.
Excellent, excellent. By the way, are you attracted to your kids or no?
Perhaps.
Yes! Okay, what do you like to do for fun? What's your favorite vacation spot?
Island.
Oh, a private plane to a private island. Is it an adults-only resort?
Plead the fifth.
What a good answer! Okay, if you lost an election, would you peacefully concede or...
No way!
Good, good. Did the rules apply to you and your family?
No way!
And if you had an insider tip, you'd keep that to yourself, right?
No way!
Wow, perfect score. I'd love to offer you the job effective immediately. Are you kidding me? Perfect execution! Someone wheel him out of here in a chair and let's put him in the White House. Oh, holy cow! We're not worried about ourselves.
Help! I'm falling! I can't
get even trust my grandpa to drive!
Our country is in danger. So lighten up your week with a great podcast. Correct Opinions every Wednesday. We hear you. We love you.
Welcome back. Correct Opinions. How was that?
Cringy.
I didn't even realize it was you. It was really transformed.
Was,
I didn't know you were
Senator Britt.
Senator Britt.
We got to dive more into that. We got a lot more to talk about out here. Kate Middleton. A lot of Kate. Weird stuff here. We're going to talk about in your 30s. Should you be single? Should you have kids?
Okay.
And what do you refuse to go cheap on?
Oh, yeah. I have opinions. Correct opinions.
So let's do this. Like, subscribe. 5-star reviews. Love you guys. Let's roll music. Roll music?
Hey, let's roll music.
Just
yeah. Let's get into the episode. Let's roll music. Roll. We'll have a good time.
Correct opinion.
Derek, play this Kate Britt video, this TikTok here. If you didn't see this senator, Katie Britt, I'm apologized. Whatever. She probably gets called Kate. Everyone's
no,
a Katie.
Yeah, her uncle calls her Kate.
Yeah, that does happen, and that's really frustrating because it's a different name.
Okay.
Wait, well, Katie and Kate?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
She after Biden's State of the Union, this Republican senator got on a quick like video and said a bunch of her political stuff. I don't know what she said. It doesn't matter. The delivery was so bizarre.
Oh, she looks nice. I was imagining
President
a pretty young lady.
Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable. And the truth is, it is almost entirely preventable. From fentanyl poisonings.
She almost smiled.
To horrific murders. There are empty chairs tonight at kitchen tables, just like this one, because of President Biden's senseless border policies. Mr. President, enough.
Pause. I just, there's no one in the, where the people in the room, they're like, you're killed. I mean, get I more, mean, more of that. More, blink, more size,
well,
heavy breathing.
Blink less.
Forget about the content. It's just.
I kind of feel like maybe they did a lot of takes and that was unfortunately the best one.
Mr. President,
enough is enough.
It's a bold move to use the word senseless when you look like you have none of your senses left.
I just am always amazed. There's just hire me. Hire one of just a guy in the room to be like, yeah, do that way different.
Just to direct the talent.
Like, yeah. Just, I know.
She like wanted to laugh the whole time. So, you know, she just.
She looked like she was holding back a laugh.
Yeah, she shouldn't be on camera. She was nervous and.
She's like, there are people. What would she say? There's people not at the kitchen table because of.
I couldn't see. The shot was too tight. I couldn't see. She's at a kitchen table. There's no seats there. Or I don't understand the metaphor.
She's saying because of the.
I was confused.
The people being let in. They're killing people at kitchen tables.
I think the people were being let in. Because
that was
they're
a
taking
nice,
a job.
It was a nice kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't know if they're going into like nice kitchens in Killeen.
Well, maybe fentanyl it's those people was mentioned and the border. So
and regardless, it's just weird
chair
to see a pretty senator lady be like, fentanyl. Enough. Keep playing.
Enough Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
Dang.
Fulfill your oath of office. Reverse your policies. End this crisis and stop the suffering.
Why is the whisper? So much whispering.
She kind of sounded like she was on one of those like really sad commercials about like either dogs or
she's
like,
supposed to be in black and white there.
Yeah.
The song, right? She sounds like Tim Tebow on every documentary interview he's ever done.
I was going to say, it's going to be
reverse
strong, like
your policies.
Like raise your hand if you want to come give your life to Christ.
Yeah. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Tonight, fentanyl has to stop.
Say yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Every eye bowed and every head closed.
Every head closed.
Close your head.
Close your head and reverse your policies. That's also, I know we weren't going to talk about the content itself, but it is, that is a bold ask. I don't care which side you're on, asking any political person, hey, real quick, could you just flip-flop, could you just do a 180 on your policies? Like, yeah, when has that ever worked?
That like,
oh, what if I just became the opposite? Okay, yeah, I could maybe do that.
To be fair, this video is getting viewed by a lot more people than if it had been a good
maybe,
video.
Maybe, yeah. There's always that argument. Is all press good press? Do they know?
You do always hear that. Someone goes viral for being wild. They're like, or are they a genius? Are they a genius? Mm-hmm. It's like, I doubt it.
I always say no. I know. People, like the Jake Paul's a genius. They're marketing geniuses. Yeah, if you're just like a raging lunatic.
Yeah. If you're an egomaniac, yeah, you'll find a way to get
listen,
popular.
Listen, this podcast could have 10 times more views. It'd come at the expense of all my relationships. And yeah. I mean, I don't want to do that.
Derek would have to blur a lot out.
Yeah. It'd get weird. To the next Kate Middleton. Talk of a lot of, we got conspiracies everywhere. I have a beautiful timeline of Kate. Derek, you've been on this?
Little bit bits and pieces, but I can piece them together in real time and make some good theories out of
bits and pieces. So
high level, what are people saying?
She's gone.
She's like disappeared or she's dead?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
I guess. They're not mutually exclusive. Okay. So this article is a great one from Time. Amidst Kate Middleton's months long absence from royal duties, rumors about the Princess of Wales have been flying around. So we have a timeline here. December 25th, Christmas Day, is the last public appearance.
Do they still celebrate Christmas on the same day in Wales? Time change, you never know. Yeah, you watch The Crown. Do they talk about it?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, confirmed.
She was seen leaving church services and the family, the family's country residence north of London, okay? January 17th. Kensington Palace announces that Kate underwent a, quote, planned abdominal surgery.
Huh. What's that mean? Like
who's
appendicitis?
She, a snowman? They think we're stupid. She'll be hospitalized for 10 to 14 days.
That was a serious surgery.
Okay.
2 weeks in the hospital?
Yeah, that so was not a
surgery.
Serious
you need to be there for 2 weeks.
It's not appendicitis.
Do you want to hear conspiracy think. People think she was actually in for some other type of surgery? The old BBL.
No way.
There's a good chunk of the internet saying, dang. And it was maybe a botched BBL.
BBBL.
Like
Princess Brazilian butt lift.
Getting cheeked up.
There's no way.
Princess of Wales tales.
You know there it mean? Is.
There's no way.
There is. Prince January, the next day, Prince William visits Kate to the hospital. January 20th.
He says, dang!
Yeah, that's what it said. January 20th, Prince William outside the hospital, breathing heavily.
Said, God dang!
January. January 29th. This is 12 days after the surgery. Following a nearly 2 week stay, Kensington Palace shares that Kate will return home to the castle. She's making good progress, they said.
Is the question for Katie? Sorry, I know who to ask. Kensington Palace, the castle, same building? Are these two different places?
No, I think that's.
What is the Kensington?
Is that just like the, it's like saying like the White House has said? I think that's the establishment. Okay. Yes.
All right.
February 29th. So here we are a month later.
Leap day.
6 weeks after the surgery, spokesperson releases a statement to news outlets. Quote, Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timeline of the princess's recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates. That guidance still stands, end quote. Okay, getting interesting. Because you said
days.
A few days later, March 4th, Kate is photographed in the passenger seat of a car alongside her mother, Carol. As the two, is that her name, Katie? It's spelled Carol.
It's spelled Corella.
I think it's Carol.
As the two drive near the castle, according to images published by TMZ, the photo is not released or authorized by Kensington Palace, but marks the first time that she's been seen publicly since Christmas Day.
Dang. Okay.
They did say the sunroof was open and her head was out. So maybe, yeah.
Kind of a, the B in like BBL stands for a booster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little booster well, bottom. Easy.
March the next day, the British Army posts and removes its claim that the Princess of Wales will be attending their annual Trooping the Colour event.
Oh, I
leading
missed that.
To further speculation about Kate's health. March 10th, in honor of Mother's Day in the UK, Kensington Palace shares a photo of Kate and her children, which the palace says was taken by her husband earlier in the week. Happy wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day, the caption said. By Sunday evening, multiple major news agencies pulled the image from circulation due to manipulation. While there was no suggestion the image was fake, we pulled the photograph from circulation because it did not meet its photo standards.
What is that?
So we're getting, yeah.
So
we're posting, we're taking it down. What's going on?
Have you seen the photo?
No, please show it up.
I'll pull up all the obvious photoshopped.
I was going to say, I have a post that shows all the obvious.
Yeah.
Is it looking particularly...
it's clear.
Caked up?
Yeah. Oh. Middle ton.
I mean, there's no way that that's what the surgery is for, right? I mean, every picture I've seen of like royalty, I mean, are you even showing off
Princess to
your body?
She doesn't show any skin. No.
Oh, that's AI.
How are the fingers?
That screams AI, man.
All right. So
where's her body? She's a floating head.
Oh, this is cropping it too, but
it
cute kids.
It, yeah,
right here, there's an obvious one, but Rolling Stones, which.
Ooh, they're cropping Rolling Stone, it. That looks a little weird.
Right here, there's an obvious one that Rolling Stone purposely cropped.
They're saying her hair and her zipper are not aligned.
Yeah.
Mm.
Rolling Stone's covering for them.
Huh.
But.
Kids
March,
nailed it.
March 11th. This is a week out, you know, which
so
would
this
be
is
about.
Today?
The following day after.
Today?
Oh my gosh. Is it already?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're caught up today. So yesterday was their Mother's Day. Sunday. We're recording this Monday, March 11th. Kate issues an apology for sharing the edited image.
Oh.
In a statement released through Kensington Palace, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I want to express my apologies for any confusion at this cost.
Editing, like bumping up the contrast is different than artificial intelligence submitting you into a photo.
Look,
so there's a bad blur right here. The sleeve just cuts off, and then right there. So
wow.
Oh, that is interesting.
Wow.
So Kate is taking the blame. Kate is saying, sorry, I edited it weird.
That's
Photoshop. Like,
that's
what
when you like miss a bunch of texts, and you're like, I didn't get them. You swear you texted me. And you're like, yeah,
AT&T's
I'm showing.
AT&T's been weird.
And you're like, I'm not getting it. You're like, how dumb do you think I am? It's like, well, oh, sorry, guys. I understand. It looks like my daughter's arm was photoshopped in. And this weird finger.
Whoa, that's in the photo.
But, you know,
I mean,
I threw it in. I threw the sepia on it, and it got wonky. So,
okay,
sorry.
But to be fair, little kids do weird things. Well, like, he's, like, crossing his finger.
And that's the thing. He probably did pose like that. But when you're already looking for nitpicking anything, you're like, oh, of course my son is doing his weird finger thing. When they're, like, looking over this picture like crazy.
I don't know. Part of me is like, well, this could be really sad if she, like, had some, like, maybe she, like, had cancer in her abdomen. And she had to have major surgery.
You think
surgery.
She's dying?
Maybe something, it's really serious, but they don't want to release that.
I think there's clear, someone's dying here, and it's me dying to see that dumpy.
That is not what she had done.
Princess. more royalty should get BBLs. We have them, our royalty has them. Why not UK's?
Yeah.
They're probably looking at Kim, and they're like, I mean, she's running things over there. Hillary Clinton's kind of...
Yeah, Kate Middleton definitely wants to look just like
Hillary?
Kim Kardashian.
You seen Hillary?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle.
Has a lot of big features.
Yeah.
Her traps.
She, yeah, yeah, shoulders she wrapped up.
Yeah.
Big money.
I would be, so I know very little about the royal family. It's because they have small butts. If yeah, they I want mean, Americans to care, they're going to need the crown to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get the crown, turn the thing into an hourglass. So Kate is with William.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And he's the redheaded guy?
No, that's Harry. Harry's with William. Meghan.
Oh, William's the bald guy?
It's yes. William.
Oh, bald. Dude, bald guys.
What?
They have weird vibes. He's like, he's probably like, I mean, why not?
We could afford it. Mm-hmm. I will say I'm slightly more into Meghan Markle these days because I've been watching Suits, which is the show she was on for so long. Yes. So I see Meghan Markle a couple times a week now. Okay. So I get it.
You get it.
I'm in the know now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she left the family or something, right? So she's actually not. Yeah. So
yeah.
I know nothing.
Harry left.
Yeah.
He's the
Harry was always kind of the black sheep per the crown.
Red sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Found a black sheep.
Half black sheep.
Half black. They did not Diana. Like that.
He's Princess Diana's daughter or son,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. William and Harry are Princess Diana's
that's cool.
sons.
Hmm. See, I would have known that had Princess Diana been slim thick. I just didn't pay enough attention.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't blame you. And she was the one murdered.
She died in a car accident, whether you believe she was murdered or if it was an accident.
Oh, I see. She died in a car accident.
Oh.
She was the
Very
queen.
Very mysterious car accident.
She was not the queen.
The queen. Princess Diana. Now, what was her
so stupid. What? I'm an American.
Her name was Princess.
Now, President Bush, what title did he hold?
Queen That's Elizabeth has been queen since she was like 16 until she died like last year.
I don't even know her last name. I only know her as Princess Diana. You said that she was queen, Diana, right?
Yeah,
you guys really need to watch The Crown.
You watched it without me.
Which is rude. And technically, watched it without me and Derek too.
You guys would never. Yeah,
we wouldn't Charles. Did you say we need to watch it and then tell us we wouldn't like it?
I mean,
she reversed her policies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like it, but I don't know if you would, honestly. But Princess Diana was cheated on pretty much their entire marriage.
I want to run that back really quick. Are y'all noticing Katie's vocal fry? You familiar with this term?
I don't know what that word means.
I feel like it's increased. I don't know if one listens to this.
I'd love to know y'all's opinion.
She'd be like, no, I don't really think, I don't even know if you really even watch it that much in a beauty if I like it.
Oh, you kind of get like gravelly.
You got
like,
gravelly towards the end of your sentence. The end of the sentence is you just kind of like the air stuff's coming out. You just kind of finish it out with like, it's kind of like when you, what I imagine is just coasting a car. Like you just let off the gas and it kind of just, when you time it perfectly at a red light.
Right,
no
for
brakes,
the stoplight,
cool,
yeah.
That's kind of how Katie finishes her sentence. Oh, there's a red light coming. There's a period. I'm going to start letting off the gas now and just kind of really.
Like, something I'll do. With Rachel every now and then, I was like sit down somewhere, just like, she's like, you have to stop here. It just turned one little normal noise into like the most annoying sound in the world.
Oh, on purpose.
Yeah. Until she just loses her mind.
This is an iconic example of vocal fry.
The journey is usually the part that you remember anyway.
Yeah, I sound just like that.
Well, it's just a little higher, but...
I remember when I was in fourth grade playing Mighty Mites football. My dad was an old quarterback. I was going to be playing quarterback, and he's, you know, and I'm very pre-puberty at this point. And he was like, now, if you're going to be quarterback, you can't just say, down, set, hut. You've got to talk like a quarterback, and you've got to, like, down. And anyway, he was teaching me the vocal fry. That's what that lady sounds like. She played a lot of football.
That
played
lady,
a lot of quarterback.
Right? That was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's not what I wanted.
Okay, I don't sound like I've been chain smoking for 50 years.
Anyway, people know.
Is Mahomes considered vocal fry, or what do you call that?
Yeah, what is that called?
No, that's just an awful voice. That would suck. Just to have just a
Delta bad
voice.
Hand.
Yeah,
Mahomes is so unlucky.
Yes,
wouldn't want to be him.
No, man, just Delta bad hand.
Another thing that Trey likes to comment on my voice sometimes is like he's like, you know, sometimes it'd be nice if like you sounded kind of like more excited. And I'm like,
that'd be awful.
Like how fake? Because I've done that before where he'll tell me something exciting, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing, good job. that seems excitable.
She's just kind of, this is all I get.
So then I'll be like, okay, he's like, okay, well, that you didn't seem that excited. So next time I'll be like, oh my gosh, wow, that's so amazing.
I don't hate it. Maybe once a week.
Once a week?
We're just watching Love is Blind. So you have these girls who are like, like, oh my God. Every time they see people they like. And I was just like, she just kind of smiles.
That would be nice.
That's
That'd
what you
nice.
Want me to do when you come home.
Every time.
When you come home.
Yeah. That is so interesting that girls, some girls do do that all
some
the
girls
time.
Do that, yeah.
Katie's just like.
But hey. you dated me for a while and I never did that, so.
I know. You know, I think overall I'm.
You're great. Happy with. Happy. Yeah, okay. Good.
Positives, negatives. Yeah, it's good, been good. Help.
I'd love if she squealed more, but it's fine.
You can't get everything.
No.
Speaking of that, should we piggyback off that? The differences in men and women. We were talking about things women don't know that all men do. It's kind of interesting. And maybe we could do a reverse of this too.
Can't wait to hear these.
I can't either.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about this. Things. Sorry.
That was fun. What was that notification
Jeez,
for?
I don't even know, really. Things women don't know that all men do.
I feel like.
Be confident.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I was like, maybe I misunderstood this. I don't know. If you didn't hang out with men very much, you might not know that we are capable of like going in a store, just getting exactly what we need and immediately leaving.
I feel like overall I'm like a bad target audience.
Okay, I'll look at Derek.
Because like I grew up with like four brothers and Dang. Like a dad, so.
Kind of masculine.
I feel like, but.
What do you mean? You're the slowest person I know.
But like
we go in a store. It's like every couple ever. I'm like, come on.
I know.
I'll go into Target self-checkout. I could back when we used to live by Target. I'd like be in a competition in my head.
Yes.
It's like I have one thing I need.
Just go and
I could
do
it in 40 seconds. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the only thing that held me back was waiting for the receipt.
Yeah.
Sometimes I leave it. I'm like, maybe that's wrong.
Yeah, I feel so bad.
And then sometimes I just kind of pull it before it's like, and kind
you get
of like
one
break
inch of
it a little
it
bit. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Yank it. Yeah. Two hands from the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm looking over what I wrote down, and this is, I guess, more things like probably things women didn't know men did until maybe you like lived with one something like that.
Okay.
These aren't secrets, but men are capable of like spending an entire day with someone else and knowing nothing about them.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's for sure true.
We were hanging out with some couples recently, and the guys got to talking, and we were just. I mean, bullying each other is the only way to put it, and laughing. And the girls in real time were like, could you imagine if we were this mean to each other? Like, I don't get why they do this. We're like, yeah.
Every now and then Rachel will see, like, will be on my phone or something and see some of my texts. And so this will be another thing, I guess, like, cannot believe how men text each other, just like using periods, you know, not just like emojis and exclamation points and rainbows everywhere, but just like texting exactly what you think. Mm-hmm. Just like even just like, hey, Derek, can you edit this part out? She's like, I can't. Oh, that was just so serious how you said that. I was like, I mean, no, what else do you want me to say?
That is a good point. I feel like sometimes I'll need to write like a kind of like stern email or something. And I'll like write it and be like, Trey, can you look over this? I like don't want it to be too mean. And he's,
oh
like,
my.
And he's
like, and it's like astonishing. It. I was like, this is nicer than any email I've ever sent in my life. And she's like, oof. I typed up, I'm letting them have it. I'm letting them have it. It's like, next time, if you don't mind, please
maybe
follow instructions if you could.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'd say communication, not just texting or email, but even just on the phone. Rachel, I feel like once she got married to me, was astounded at how quick I can have a phone call with another guy. Just like they call, hey man, you still down for later? Yeah, I can pick you up in 10 minutes. Okay, great. See ya. Then he's like, How did you figure that out that quickly?
There's not everything I've convinced her to do my way, obviously. But one thing I'm really glad is the phone hanging up. We have a system where I go, eventually, like when I'm done, I just kill you. Love you, bye. And it took a while, but she just goes, love you, bye, and we're done. My mother to this day, I hang up on my mother mid-sentence every phone call. All right, love you, Bob. Bye. She's like, okay, well click. I'm just like, what it? Well, all right, I think we'll talk to you when we talk to you. And you just want to make sure. All right, love you, bye. You bet, and you let it click. But Katie, we do have a good system.
Yeah.
I count the number of times my wife says, all right, to her family when they try to hang up.
Right. All right.
Now.
Oh. Sounds good. In.
All right.
We're averaging like 7.5, I think, all rights before.
Okay.
7.5.
All right.
All right, then. Okay, now.
You got
I will
that.
Say, there are a few times where you say that. I'm like, hold on. No, we're not done.
It's like the elevator doors are closing and you put your hand
stay
in there.
On the phone.
No, still here. Can't get rid of me.
She does. It's good to see a little fire in her, though. The other day, I did the old classic spank. And she grabbed me by my shirt. She said, stop doing that. And I was like, oh, my God. She just wasn't having it that day.
I've never had my shirt grabbed like that. Like out of like a TV show or something. Like, do you want a knuckle sandwich? Like one of those shirt grabs? Yeah. That's great.
Thomas is laughing.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I just kind of need to let you know how I'm feeling.
Something women don't know that all men don't do would be just like probably compliment each other, especially their looks. Like I see Rachel interact with her friends. It's like, oh my gosh, that dress. Well, your hair. Oh, well, what? You doing something new with your eyelashes? I mean,
yeah.
I never approach a friend and like start talking about their physical appearance or end with it. Or it's not in the middle either.
Do you
it's
ever?
The opposite. If you showed up with like a clean cut or just trying hard to look good,
you'd be
like,
fun
oh, we got Brad Pitt over here today. You know, you're like, I'm okay. It's nice. Because that is girls need. They need affirmation. They need, we're overthinkers, insecurities. And guys are such like egotistical pieces of crap. It's like you need guys to constantly be like, hey, you're a loser, dude. And you're like, oh, I was feeling like the man. Thanks. Probably needed that. It's kind of true. You ever been around a guy who's just so full of himself, like the worst? Guarantee you he doesn't have a tight group of guys who are constantly making fun of him.
Yeah.
That's kind of the difference maker. It really
is.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Like, oh, you don't have anyone in your life saying, hey, what you say is stupid. Don't say that again. Like, oh, yeah.
The rest of the things that I thought of are almost exclusively about urinating.
Oh.
I mean, that was a big just...
Things that women don't know. Yeah. That mean, first thing came to mind, things women don't know that all men do is urinal. You're going side pocket of the urinal every time.
Yeah, unless, go to the corner.
Unless there's a trusted cake down there. We've learned to see which cake you're like. Some, that cake is I'm gonna pee right in that cake all day.
You can trust them. Some look really good, and it's like you're peeing off a backboard.
Somebody's
yeah. Some you can trust with the spikes, like the little like.
You know, it's like it's so satisfying. Like they figured this out.
How often are men walking out of the bathroom with like some pee on them?
It really depends on the shape and the cake. I mean, one in every five, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Just a little spritz on the kneecaps.
Yeah.
probably 1 in 10.
If you're wearing shorts, you
Remind
notice it way
me
more.
To never like brush against a man's knees.
Got it. Will you write that down?
Yeah, I guess I'll sit over there. Katie, don't sit on. Remember what we said. Don't sit on that man's knee.
You know, when I sit on next to an airplane, sometimes I like to kind of like put my hand on their knee.
No longer,
Katie. Nice to meet you.
This wasn't Rachel, but I remember a girl telling a story that she, one of my friends, just like didn't know. She thought that guys had to like grab hold to urinate. She thought it was like a fire hose. They're like, if you didn't control it, it was just going to pee. Got it. Whoa.
They're
just like so much PSI that it would just shoot everywhere. Yeah, it was a friend of mine. I never forgot about that. It's like, wow. What else do you think?
Yeah. It's not what happens. It's a lot of bathroom stuff. We could go all day.
Yeah.
So things women don't know that all men do, or that all men do. When we trim our toenails, which is rare, we like to do a smell test.
What? It does not appear that this is the case for the other two men in the room.
I thought maybe you were doing like a bit, like I'm going to do something that like obviously not all men do. And that's why it'll be funny. When men put on deodorant, they lick a little bit of the stick before they put it on.
What do you mean?
I don't know what. Yeah, what do you mean? You smell like your fingers or like your feet themselves?
You should just say you're kidding. And
yeah, obviously, being sit like this is a comedy podcast.
It's
right?
I'm
not even married to her.
It's all one big joke.
I'm gonna come home and he's gonna be like lifting his foot to his nose, like
see what I'm talking about.
Ew.
Well, I'll support in the comments.
See, I don't think to smell my feet because I almost always get after my toes like fresh after a shower because that's when the toenails are nice and like wet, malleable.
Before then, it's like, it's like a danger zone.
Yeah, I don't want to really get near.
You definitely need to cut your toenails way more often.
Way more often.
He likes
mess with me.
He likes to let them kind of like start to go like curl a little.
Every now and then I will notice like, yeah, I'm like playing a sport and like, man, my shoes feel weird. Like when I stop, my feet are running into it. It's like, they're getting a little sharp.
Once we stop being able to like, we're really old and we can't really bend down and take care of our own feet, you will be coming to get pedicures with me for sure because I don't want to take care of your feet.
Win-win.
It says Bunyan Betty over there.
Yeah.
We share the same shoes. You have skis over there.
Well, I will continue to get pedicures so you don't have to take care of them.
Do they charge you more?
For?
The size?
Like the square footage.
It's actually cheaper. They like it.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. Woo! Just kidding.
Katie arrive.
Breaking news.
Yeah. So as we're talking about the royal family, I noticed a new follower of mine on Instagram.
Thanks for checking it in the middle of the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay up to date on, what's happening. And the Royal Courier, which has
she
about 200.
Courier is what she means.
Yeah, okay. You were so on the same page.
You know what? I'm really proud of myself because I wanted to say that.
Okay. I said this.
I know it's funny. We were just stopped recording and you said it right the first time.
I did?
I think you got in your head.
I was about to say, why didn't you say something the first time I saw it?
It sounded good the first time.
Said it. Whatever.
No, I'm saying the first time you said it was, you said more like Royal Courier. And right then you go, the courier. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
When will she ever say that word again? She doesn't need to know. And okay, keep going.
Anyway, it is a Instagram that is just about the royal family. They must have known we were talking about it.
Wow.
They just followed you.
They just followed me.
Oh, my goodness. Could they? I mean, there's a world in which you could replace her. Do you think that's what there may be? If she's gone,
like a body double situation. We
could make it. Yeah, they're like we could.
She looks like
we could do a couple things, make her look exactly like her.
Well, yeah. What if they deep fake?
They'd have to take a few inches out of the behind dick. That's right. I'm trying to be supportive.
Too far.
Okay, take it out.
All right.
No, leave it in.
Leave it in. Turn around. Let me just see if it.
They did this
baby
photo.
Got back.
This like photo crop of that photo of Kate. And then the photo of Diana with William. So this William is Kate's husband. So this is William as a little boy with Diana. It's like the same photo.
Mm. And Diana, this is the queen.
Diana so this is important. Was not the queen during okay. this no. right. ever. She was the queen.
Oh, I hope. Oh, so. I hope. What if you're the next princess?
Yeah.
That would mean we weren't together.
Wait, I guess I'd have to really stay in the shadows or something.
You figure it out.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't be in the picture.
I could pass as William. Maybe we could do the whole thing.
Princess Diana had a
little playboy.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, because Charles cheated on her the whole time.
Yeah, they're kind of just
as long as it's fair.
They cheated on each other the entire time. Yeah.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Only one died, though.
She wasn't the royal one. So.
She married in. That makes sense, I guess.
Yep.
They say that. The car crash, if she had a little more cushion for pushing.
Trey, stop.
That's just
far.
What they say.
That's what they
I think Thomas took my that's enough
autopsy.
Button. I don't.
The autopsy.
That's what the autopsy says.
For. Play this TikTok, single in my 30s. Excuse me. Just this is a new trend across social media. I see this more, especially as a parent now. But
am I going to like this? Am I going to be jealous? Or
is the audience going to see our notes here?
Oh, nope. No, it's clear. Sorry. You're just on my...
Oh, I see what you're doing. No, you're good. Because we got some secret stuff on there. Not really.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I did not want to see that. About the queen.
This It's just a woman walking you through her day. And I've seen a lot of this content recently.
I should start making it.
This is what your Saturday looks like as a single in her 30s girl with no children. I woke up at 10:15, hungover, FaceTimed like six people.
What?
Took my pup on a walk.
Interesting
start. Got some coffee, a little lavender from the new Starbucks spring line. Cleaned myself up, packed a bag because who knows where the day is going to take me. And now I'm walking to my friends to go to Beer Olympics for the afternoon. Then we're going to come back to her place, get changed, get ready to go to country night, do some line dancing to some live music. Brought the pup because, again, who knows where the night's going to take us. Because I have no responsibilities and no dependents besides the pup. So
stop saying the pup.
Just got to make sure he's good. And then tomorrow we'll wake up, going to go to brunch with some girls. Maybe a bottomless situation, who's to say? And I think we might play some beach tennis. And bop about. Because when you're single and childless, your responsibilities are yourself. And I'm taking great care of myself.
Kind of sounds like her, like she's making other people responsible for her.
That's a pretty good perspective.
I was hungover. I FaceTimed everybody. No one would answer.
I FaceTimed everyone just to be like, have you seen my keys? What did I say?
I'm going to drink all day. I'm bringing my dog. So like probably someone's going to have to take care of it.
I just like if you want to be like, hey, here's the day of my life. I just go to brunch all day. That's fine. But it's this weird new culture of being like, because I'm single in my 30s.
It's
and
good.
I can do it.
I like it.
And I know a lot of people in their 30s who have a wife and kids or husband. And you can't do this. And I'm doing it. And it's awesome. It's just like, why are you coming at me?
I'm not coming at you.
I don't have to do anything to you.
I did come at you a little bit because, I mean, that was a little ridiculous, but.
I know once you guys got married and had Thomas, you're not, Katie, allowed to, like, pack a bag for the rest of the day like she is, right? That you can only do that as a single woman. Like, you can't just pack a bag
and
take your dog on a walk.
I cannot hang out with friends.
Yeah, no.
I cannot drink a sip of alcohol.
You have to know where the day takes you. When you're single and don't have kids, who knows what the day could take us? I'm just going to bop about.
Mm-hmm,
but once you have kids, you have to know. No more spontaneity. It sucks.
It's just weird. And then, of course, the comments are exactly what you think. And I also think it's weird when people get so... They're great. You're going to be so alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, man. Good luck in your 40s dying alone. And it's like, okay, whoa. And it's just this weird trend going on social media. Like the Chelsea Handler did the famous video where she was like doing this to a higher level, like... Here's my life as a single woman with no kids. I wake up at noon, drink, do whatever I want, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, Fox News, like, screw you, you can't. I just think it's strange. Just do whatever you want. Just leave me alone.
Right. You're choosing.
And the lip flip, she didn't need it.
Yeah, it does accentuate her overbite.
I noticed that. She didn't need that as a side note. That's a low blow. I'm sorry, but it's all I could see. The lip flip culture needs to, Chelsea from Love's Wand Hide. They're like, go in here. You see my lip? See how it's normal? And I can close it and talk.
Make it upside down.
Just jack my stuff up.
Reverse its policies.
Reverse. Uno, reverse. Uno reversing your top lip is insane. I'll say it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like, okay, we just all made our choices what we wanted. Like, we don't have to...
It's all good. It definitely comes from a place of insecurity.
She's like, not selling it very well. Like, if that's to say this is awesome...
It is an insecurity.
Yeah.
Just to come on there and I'm like, I don't.
Is this?
Are you? Do you think I'm happy with my life? I'm
not
like,
yeah.
Put that kid back in there. I can't.
Is this like going viral or like?
Yeah.
It has a million views. Okay. It went viral. And I think largely too, because the comments are, you go, girl. Love that for you. Also, your 40s are going to hit hard. Wow. Sounds awful. You're not taking very good care of yourself, et cetera, et cetera. It is weird, too, that we're in this culture of, like, she basically just described, like, this entire weekend, I get to think of only myself the whole time. And everyone's like, ugh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Or it's like, are people like, yeah, you go, girl. You be selfish the whole time. Like, why are we excited about that?
Just seems what she's saying is just so obvious. I mean, from a guy who got married when he was 31, it's like, that's just what life is until you don't have kids. We all know this.
Yeah, I could do whatever I wanted. I chose, okay, I'm gonna get married now. Can't do whatever I want anymore.
And it's over now. I had my time.
Yeah.
I had my fun.
The fun's over, yes. And I can't do everyone. Yeah, and then you have kids. I'm like, I want to have less fun. It's just, anyway, it's
good
just,
TikTok. Good TikTok.
I just saw it, and then, of course, we don't need to go to this rabbit hole. She commented back to people like,
I was wondering. She kind of seemed feisty enough to comment right. back.
Wow, the haters coming out. Drinking. I wouldn't call that tinkering myself. Free spirit, I guess.
Let me
enjoy
clarify.
While you can.
My comment about like her having other people taking care of her, I would say that if she was married with kids, whatever, just that oh, that itinerary. Yeah.
That does sound like a nice weekend, though.
Beach tennis sounds
cool.
Once.
That's a fun thing I get to do twice a year. You just had a bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
You got to kind of relax, I hope.
Where was yours?
Sleep in.
It was in Highlands, North Carolina.
Whoa.
So,
Ayo.
Little mountain vibes. It was a little cold and rainy, but less rainy than the forecast predicted, so that was good.
Pretty cool.
One of the activities that they did that I actually planned and scheduled for them, but I did not take part, was horseback riding. They had a lot of
Why?
Fun. They had a lot of fun.
Guys, she walks the walk.
I
said, you want to ride horses? She says, no, I hope one breaks this leg and you know the rest.
I don't wish that upon them. I just, the last time I rode a horse, I told myself, you're brave enough to do this. You can do it. And the horse that I was on turned around and bit my friend's knee.
Well, she had her knees out. Yeah, it's very attractive.
She's showing it.
Yeah.
Looks like a beautiful apple.
To and I was like, get me off of this horse. And I just decided it was just better for me to like plan it and just let them have fun.
I see. That's a good reason. I thought you were going to say they didn't have stirrups big enough for the feet, but turns out it's from a fear of horses. So.
I thought she was like, I just knew I would like plan a scheme to stab one. And
no, I don't.
I know myself.
I would ghost ride the horse off a cliff or something.
You just you hop off. That way.
It was actually the... If you guys could have seen the safety video, because I was there at the beginning and I watched the safety video.
That was nice of you to still show up and watch the safety video.
And it was a video. We asked what year it was made. It was made in the late 80s.
Oh, wow. Must be a good video.
And they're still playing it. And I mean, it does explain what you need to know, but it clearly, you know, it was converted. It was in DVD, so it was definitely converted from a VHS. And the woman holding the camera, her name was Nancy. So occasionally he'd be like, Nancy, a little over here. I need you to follow me a little better, Nancy.
The video?
Yeah. Or he'd be like, okay, we just stop here, Nancy. And then they
stop.
Then they like cut it and then a new one would start.
That's so funny that nothing about horse safety has changed in 40 years.
Yeah.
Like not a single thing is different. Like we could still show this.
It was a 45 minute video.
Oh.
Oh, that's
I
awful.
Think we all were like, oh, a little 10-minute video. And then we're all just like...
Like, if you don't stop this video, I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I still here? I was going to just take some picture of you.
Riding horses is kind of crazy. Have you ridden a horse?
Once, yeah. I had a good friend in high school who had some horses.
Did he pee? That's probably the most alarming part.
I don't remember seeing horse
you
pee.
You just start... You're on it, and you just hear something akin to a fire hydrant. I'm not kidding. And you're like, what's happening? Like, oh, he's peeing. Oh, my goodness. And if you kind of mess around, like, let me just try and do a little, and they go, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yep. It's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
My friend was like, try kicking it. And so I gave him a little kick, and then we started speeding off. And
oh, no.
I don't want to ride a horse, so my undercarriage is just getting just rammed. And I was like, I'm never kicking a horse again.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah.
Of course, just running away.
D's Nuts arrested in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Tell us more.
What?
That's the headline. According to one witness, D's Nuts opened a door and hit the person in the shoulder with a closed fist, which started a physical conflict. The man then reportedly acquired a firearm. After seizing the gun as evidence, the authorities discovered it was a CO2 BB pistol.
Okay.
That was loaded with 8 silver 4.5mm BBs. This is in Green Bay. A man named D's Nuts Kroll, age 42.
His legal name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just scrolled. Authorities are alleged... to have recognized Kroll under the name D's Nuts.
Don't look.
I didn't look.
You didn't look?
Whatever, Derek's.
Nice.
Sure, I didn't look.
I want you to describe a 42-year-old man named Deez Nuts Kroll from Green Bay. It's like when, you know, when the detectives are like, I'm going to draw it out. What does he look like?
Yeah.
Like describe what Deez Nuts looks like.
Deez Nuts from Wisconsin.
42. Deez Nuts Kroll.
I'm going to start with his criminal history. And there is drunkenly, like, disorder. What do they call it? Forget it.
What does he look
like? He drinks a lot. And it shows.
Okay.
Bags under the eyes. Scraggly facial hair. Hair is somewhat receding. It's dark. It's he's white, Wisconsin, and
yeah, nothing racist about that.
Face not super symmetrical, and what else? Does he have no piercings? Teeth a little yellow for the Packers. Finally, answer.
Did you really not see it?
I really did it.
Joe,
oh my goodness, that was.
Ah, can't see his teeth. Dang it. Pretty good, though. Pretty good,
though. Beard, white, dark hair.
Receding.
Honestly.
Receding asymmetrical face.
Perfect.
Show me those teeth.
No piercings. Those teeth got to be yellow.
He is way more clean cut than I was picturing at Deez Nuts. Well, that's for sure.
Well, that, like you said, I that joke wasn't even around 42 years ago, so he had to have gone, and it requires a little bit of want to go legally change your name. So he's got some things
figured out. He's definitely got some confidence, right?
Confident, moxie.
You don't change your name to that unless you're confident.
Mm-hmm. Green Bay. That was we should do more of that.
That was kind of fun. I should help the police more often.
Okay. okay, we're going to do Derek. Just Google a criminal. I want to play this guy. I think Jake can Google.
Found my.
Oh, the Florida talent. Man. You ever heard done this?
Oh, yeah. Just type in Florida
What's
Man.
What's your birthday?
August 27th.
August 27th, Florida Man. Click on the article. Jake, eyes closed. You can't look at the screen here.
Just looking down.
And you're going to describe the criminal. Let's see it on the screen here. Whatever this criminal is, we're going to see his name. We're going to read it to you.
All right. Okay. You want me to show it?
Show it everywhere. Okay. Jake's not looking.
I'm not looking. Thinking.
Okay. Florida man threatened employees with gun when chicken wings order was late, police say. a Florida man is accused of pulling a gun on restaurant employees. Matthew James Davis, 35, of Naples, Florida, was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated assault. The sheriff's office said that Davis threatened employees at a Wingstop restaurant in Naples. Davis placed an online order for chicken wings at about 8:30 p.m. on August 27th. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
They promised his order to be ready about 30 minutes later, but when he arrived at 9:40, an hour and 10 minutes later, food wasn't ready. The office then said Davis was angry, began pacing. Whenever you see a crazy guy pace, you gotta get out of there. And according to the affidavit, Davis repeatedly told employees that he was, quote, going to get my strap, end quote.
Ooh, that changes the race for me.
They go into, quote, they go in to see that I'm not playing, Davis allegedly said. At this point, Davis left the restaurant and retrieved a gun from his white van.
Oh. That changes the race back.
Employees. after preliminary evidence investigation, Davis met with Sheriff's of Texas on Wednesday, and Davis told Texas that his outburst occurred several weeks after his mother's death and that he was stressed out.
It sounds like a Criminal Minds episode. There's...
He added that the gun was not loaded. It was merely intended to intimidate.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Which, you know. Listen, I was stressed. I wanted my wings. All right. Back up to the photo. Don't look. I can't see it. Okay, we're here. Katie, I'm looking. And again, Matthew. What was the full name?
Well, just Matthew Davis.
James Davis. 35 years old.
Dang.
Naples, Florida.
All right. Is he still up there?
It's still up there.
Okay, so okay.
Yeah.
I kept going back and forth on white and black. Matthew James Davis sounds white to me. I ain't playing, let me get my strap. Brought me back to the dark side. But then white van, like, I don't know.
Mm.
Seems like this seems like trashy white guy behavior. And so I'm gonna go with the race is white. I'm gonna say, let's see, it's a mugshot, so that I don't need to describe the teeth. I'm going to say we do have some piercings here. I'm going to say at least one on an ear. And I'm going to say somewhat strange facial hair, something that doesn't make sense, like a neck beard without a mustache or like a Fu Manchu or something. Like something that's like just a little like, it's not something you could select when creating a player on NBA 2K. This is a weird facial construction.
Okay.
I'm going to say blondish features, lighter features. He has recessive genes. Might even have some little blue eyes.
Recessive genes.
All right, I'm done. That's my... Whoa, big daddy. Okay, dang.
You know, the facial hair is unique. He has no hair on his face at all. Does he have eyebrows?
Barely.
Mustache.
Dang.
He's a big boy with long...
Nailed the brace.
Dirty blonde hair.
I forgot about long
no
hair.
No facial hair.
That, I will say, my first
kinda
thought was
like a lunch lady.
Yeah, trashy white guy. Okay. And that is
can I play?
What we have in front of us.
Can I play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Which is fun.
November 17th, Florida man.
I will look.
This is a great game.
Did you kind of like describe yourself? You're like, recessive genes.
Like, might have like
fair.
Nice blue eyes. And like,
Trey, don't look.
Not looking.
All right. Headline says, Florida man breaks into home, uses bathtub, sleeps in bed, makes himself coffee. So November 17th, 2022. All right. Man settled into a rental home in Pensacola and proceeded to have a normal day. The catch? He broke in. Let's see. 28-year-old Zachary Seth Murdoch. smashed a glass porch door and entered an unoccupied rental home in Avenida. Murdoch used the bathtub, slept in the bedroom, made himself a nice cup of coffee and a mug. Okay, he's a mug user. Mm-hmm. Later that evening, deputies responded to burglary. Victim told police that a man wearing a... Make sure I don't give anything away here. Okay, the description.
It's just clothes.
Okay, a dark-colored shirt, dark-colored pants, and a baseball cap walked up to her sliding glass door and started pulling on the handle. When she asked the suspect what he was doing, he said he was looking for Tony and left.
Okay.
Deputy Italian. Said Murdoch was quickly found near the property. He was arrested for burglary and damage to property. Scroll back up, Derek. Let's look at the name one last time. So his name was, scroll down, Zachary Seth Murdoch. Okay. There okay. he is. Don't look. He is on the screen
I'm
now.
Looking. All right.
What does he look like?
Zach Seth's a wild... I'm Zach Seth. Zach Seth Murdoch.
That's like a mad guy.
That's a white 28-year-old.
Yep.
White man. A type of guy who's just saying, my buddy Tony. Shoot, I'm at the wrong place. Might as well rob yo stink. Might as well. That's probably how he talks. I might as well rob you, lady. Make a cup of coffee, which is kind of a it's kind of a baller move. So I'm gonna go. It's dark hair. Dark hair, short dark hair, and this guy no facial hair. He's got he's kind of like got his chin up, kind of like a cool like type of look to him. And I think a heavier set guy, not obese, but a thick guy.
Okay,
no piercings. And I think maybe, yeah, that's where I'm at.
All right. Turn around.
Really wrong.
Pretty much 0 for 8 there.
Yeah, really
I really
wrong.
Thought Murdoch, I thought you might nail it with
I
the
know.
Redhead.
That was like a dead giveaway.
Is his last name, oh, it's not.
It's like with a C and a K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, obviously redhead, but I was like, no, there's no way.
There's so, yeah, there's
we have a redhead guy with a beard.
There's a different mugshot of him where he has black hair. So I think.
Oh, wait.
How do you know that?
Wait. This is Derek's cousin.
Is that the same?
Whoa. How?
Is that the same guy?
How do you go back and forth?
It's a lighting thing.
Black and red. Yeah. What kind of light did they have on him?
What?
Man, that's a fun
game, though.
What
does meth do to the color of your hair?
I don't know.
That's wild.
That's pretty interesting.
Man.
Well, I guess...
All right. We're getting new arms in the studio. Why does mine stink so much?
I think you're just really aggressive with it.
All right.
You'd love
these
it.
Nuts?
Well, safe to say, we should ask Jake if we need some help describing a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, I heard giggles. I don't know if that was, I was either nailing it or not.
Yeah.
So. It was more just funny to like also specify the, like where he was looking. Yeah. I thought that was funny. His chin is up.
He had a very specific picture of him.
He's confident still. Yeah. He hasn't lost it.
That is true. Cause see some monk shots are like this.
Yeah.
That's a man who's broken. Okay. Let's wrap up here. A couple fan videos. Again, we're the Shelter series. We're starting to find people, interview them. So fill out that form if you want to be considered. We're getting some great stories already. And all right, let's wrap up with a couple fan videos. Derek, who do we got? What's up?
Yo, Trey, what's up, Florida Jake, man? Katie, Family Man, Derek, Thomas. What's up, y'all? Love you guys. Love what you do. Love the podcast. Trey, I've been a longtime fan and listener since Vine days, actually. Been following you since I was in like middle school when you were doing Vines. And have kind of followed along the journey ever since, but not too long ago started listening to the podcast. It's like my favorite podcast now. I've been catching up on all the episodes, and I do not want to catch up because I don't want to have to wait for new episodes. But I love it. And so I wanted to ask you guys a quick question, mostly for Jake and Trey. As stand-ups, I'm a huge fan of stand-up comedy. And just to give a little context for the question, not trying to be like one of them ladies, I'm not going to ask too much, but or talk too much. But I am a Christian artist and songwriter, and so I just signed a deal not too long ago, last summer, and so as I'm playing shows and stuff this year, I've started writing jokes for my sets because I love stand-up comedy so much. It's like one of my favorite things in the world. Really respect what y'all do. And it's been really fun because people don't expect me to be doing like jokes in the middle of my music sets, and I don't do like a ton, but just enough to like catch people off guard and give them a fun experience. So I'm curious, my question for y'all, Jake and Trey especially, is, and I guess anybody else if you have any answers to this. Katie, I know you did a set.
Oh yeah.
With a lot of experience, but do you have any tips, tricks, things you've picked up on over the last few years you've been doing stand-up for writing jokes? Like some of your best tips for writing good material and like relatable material and all that. So love y'all. Love what you guys do.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for writing in.
That guy's last name is definitely Murdoch.
Yeah.
He really fit the profile.
His hair is exquisite.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Dude, thanks. I like, I think we were talking about this. I like when musicians try to be entertaining beyond the music.
Because yeah. I've been a couple said it. Bands, they're not expecting it.
You know, so I come to some bands concerts and they're just like, enjoy the song. And they sing it. You're like, I am. But it's like, could you act like you like us at least?
Or? And it's so, it can be so monotone. This next one here is, it's really dark time and I hope you appreciate it.
One of my favorite bands ever, Novo Amor. Yeah, fancy.
Yeah.
We walked down the aisle one of their songs, and they're UK guys, go everywhere. We missed them in Australia. No, actually, we were there, but we had a baby.
We couldn't. We were flying into that city that same day.
No, that was the Brisbane disaster where we had to change Airbnbs.
Yeah.
And, oh, we had the coolest Airbnb ever. It's like, there's no aircon, which is air conditioning. That's what we call it AC. They call it aircon.
Aircon. All right.
And I'm like, what in Brisbane? Anyone who knows, Brisbane is 100 degrees. Like yeah, what? Who builds a multi-million-dollar house with no air conditioning in this city? It was so weird to me. I felt like an idiot. Booked a nice other place, but all that to say, they came to America briefly. And they only had a few cities. They're coming back in September, so we'll see. Awesome. But they came to Omaha, which is the closest place. So I went with a couple buddies, had a great time, and to hear them live was great. But they were like, first time here in America. Omaha, quite. We went to the zoo. Everyone's like, yeah, there's a big zoo here. Okay. And I swear, they played an hour-ish set, and he said that sentence, and maybe one more time was just like, I'm going to have to play a few more for you.
Enjoy this next one.
Having a great time. Thanks again, Omaha. That was like all you got. I'm like, all right. You could have. But that's some dude. So I like, kind of like you come to my shows, like, oh, this guy, I don't know. You get so many people comment on the scene, almost too much. So be careful about that. Some people come to my show like, the singing. I didn't know this guy could sing. I'm like, that is fun when it's unexpected.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but did you like the other part? People come to Chandler's set. They're like,
dude, you're hilarious.
Oh my God, he's so funny. You're like, well, the music's my passion.
That's
so
what I spend a ton of time on.
I spend way more time on that than we could. But I love that what you're doing, man. And so I'd say, I don't know, what like writing it. People ask me that a lot. I don't know.
One thing that is somewhat easy to do is just like, I don't know how much time you're on stage. Like if I'm doing a 30-minute set, I've got a little more time up there. I will try to do 3 to 5 minutes of material about the city I'm in. And because It's about the city. They know you just got there. I think the bar is lowered. It doesn't need to be hilarious. But you go to a coffee shop that day and you start asking around, hey, what are the stereotypes here? What are people known for here? What are the famous streets, famous restaurants? And you just write a couple jokes about each city and you go up there and you present that. It really makes people be like, wow, this guy, he gets us. He's like one of us. Easy way to win over a crowd. Do jokes about the city you're in.
Yeah, and writing, I don't know. I have times when I sit down and really write for a few hours, but I feel like some of my best people's favorite bits are ones I like write on the plane right there, or like something happens. So, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to like talk about this. And it's like, whoa.
Sometimes when I'm rehearsing it in my head to make sure I have it memorized, that's when I think of something. You know, it's like an improv exercise. Like, oh, well, I'll just throw that in there.
But that's what's fun part of comedy is your audience will let you know if...
Yeah, you know real quick.
Like music's tough because you're writing it, recording it, you're putting it out. You know, the numbers, how much has been streamed, but music's like, oh, no one laughed.
Comedy's like, no one laughed.
Comedy, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Comedy's like, no one laughed.
Instant gratification.
So keep it up, dude. Well, if you're ever in the area, let us know.
We'll how do you...
comedy set, music set.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah, if you come to Kansas City. How do you take notes for comedy?
I text myself.
Interesting.
And then... once a month or whatever, I sit down and go through all those texts and organize it in a Google Doc and flesh it out. And
that's nice. You at least get it organized eventually.
Sometimes mm-hmm. he actually texts me.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. He's like, as I get a text, it's like, remember the Katie did that weird thing.
Katie's long hair. Yes.
We like a legit argument. And then she gets a text about like, Katie, are you the way she moves her hands or something? And there's what I was like, I'm so sorry. I meant to say that to me, please. And
but then she, I'm like, but just, then why are you even texting
what's gonna
this?
Be funny about yeah. it?
She was just like, whatever. That was a bad one. I did that once.
That's
and one
so
time
funny.
At Bible study when someone was talking, I like tried to text myself, probably like something like I thought they did that was weird. And, and she gets a text. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Sorry. She's like, you're taking comedy notes at Bible study? Like, it's my new opener.
Yeah, I've gotten a joke out of a Bible study for her. I get it.
Okay, one more video.
Hey, Jake, I saw Gypsy Rose is trending again, and people are pretty upset. I was just kind of wondering if that's a confirmation that you're glad you went to prom with your sister and not the hometown hottie. What? Thanks for all y'all do. Got to see y'all in Birmingham. Can't wait to see y'all next year. Have a good one.
Dude, that's starting in the middle.
Wait. Hey, Jake, I saw...
No, that's... Did I start in the middle? So funny.
Wait, what did he say?
So I think he said Gypsy Rose at the beginning.
He did. He said,
okay.
It's kind of a throwback
and
bit.
His mouth never opened.
Okay. Dude, that's funny. What's up, dude?
Dude, that dude's Birmingham. Hilarious. I really like you.
Old, he said, they're Gypsy Rose. She's making the right. People are kind of turning on Gypsy Rose. So he was like, Jake, are you glad you didn't take her and took your sister to prom?
Kind of double... throwback there.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. It happened so fast. It's on my heels.
Five guesses what his name is.
Birmingham, Alabama. Daniel?
Dang.
Caleb?
No.
Dang it. Jeremy?
No.
Dang it. Aaron?
No. Close.
Buck?
Blake.
Dang it.
You would have got it. Six guesses. Dude, thanks, Blake. I guess... Yeah, the sissy people used to make funny. Oh, here he is with his sister again, but it's aged well. Gypsy Rose hasn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Sister's a great gal.
Yeah, a lot of good jokes from it. Blake alike.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious. I didn't know she was trending again, but I'll have to check in with her, see how she's doing, and see if she wants to relive any of those old memories out in the barn.
Blake got right to the point, which is nice.
That was refreshing.
Yeah.
We weren't used to that.
It was like so to the point. I wasn't ready for it at all.
That was great. That was Blake, funny. Sit in more 11-second videos.
Yeah. We'll always play them. All right, how long?
It's right at an hour, probably.
Yeah right.
Okay. We got to go. Mm-hmm. Thomas, he had an ear. I'll end with this. I had a solo weekend with Thomas, again, because we said she's on a bachelorette.
Yeah, first time ever.
First time, multiple days. 3 days.
How about that?
Me and him. Mm-hmm. He had an ear infection. Threw a little spice in that weekend, but it kind of was. It was pros and cons because he was difficult at times, but
he
slept
really sweet,
more.
Wasn't he?
And he was real like
he was really sweet,
dad,
yeah.
Baby. And she's not there because she's always number one. So it was actually really sweet where I was like his number one person. Like I had a few friends over one night just after he went down to have like dinner and drinks, and But he was up when I first got there, and he just kept repeatedly grabbing my pants. Like,
you're like, you see this? He's obsessed with me.
He's ugh.
It was a really sweet bonding weekend for you guys, wasn't it?
It was really cute stuff. And now, I mean, I'm going back on the road this weekend. Get tickets. The Virginias, we're coming.
Here we come.
And it'll probably, hopefully it still stays, but he hasn't fully like reverted back to you. He still kind of wants me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should've which done this she's 9 months ago.
I know.
Really form that bond. Yeah, sorry. You're number two now.
Yeah.
But she'll win him back this weekend.
I will. I got him 4 days alone.
Busy time.
Yep.
Sad. And then we're back on the road. Get your tickets. We can officially announce Salt Lake City special taping.
Woo!
Whole gang will be there. So Salt Lake's almost sold out those two shows. And now you know if you're coming, we are taping the special. So it's an extra special night.
Very be loud. Fun.
And then we're coming to Nebraska, Kansas, end of the month. That's going to be Thomas's first night on the bus.
Yeah, did you guys know this?
Did you know this?
I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
Are all the bottom bunks taken? Someone's getting bumped.
Isaac's down.
Yeah, me and Isaac are usually back bottoms.
Yeah, someone's getting booted, man.
Okay.
It's probably
going to be
Isaac.
There's like an attachment you can put on. He's going right in the bottom bunk.
It's essentially making
dude.
It a crib.
Wow. Like cool, a little right? a tour bus bassinet or something? Like a little side saddle?
It's like a thing you just, strap on it.
Wow.
So he can't.
He does sleep with at night, so we shouldn't.
I'm good. Yeah. I feel like you guys are like, and it's going to be fine.
it's going to be fine, right?
And
it's totally
I'm not worried
fine.
At all.
So where will you sleep?
No doubt. Me and her will sleep on the back suite.
Oh, gotcha.
And he'll just be in a bunk.
Oh, great. He can sleep next to me.
It'd be easy money. Yeah.
Great.
That would work too.
I'm a little nervous about it, but it's fine.
It's a a loud, pitch black, dark bed. That's what he sleeps in every night.
Because the bus is going to be stopping and going, and I'm worried that's going to wake him up.
It's stopping and going?
That run is quite, pretty short twice. Drive, though, right? Like Lincoln, Omaha,
kind of
to Topeka. Yeah.
We're going Topeka to Wichita, which is
two?
An hour.
Yeah, maybe one.
Okay.
Fun.
Hour and a half? Okay. Maybe two with a bus. I'm super excited for that.
This is my first time back on the bus since last tour.
It'll be the whole gang.
Truly the whole gang.
Hey.
Fun. Mm.
So come on out. And love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Cool.
Trading.com/tour. Peace.
See you guys.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.